We're talking with Barbara Heisen, who has been active in the Albany Clean Air Coalition. County legislature recently passed a bill, 327, to clean up the air a bit in Albany County, particularly to stop or prevent the future burn-in of tires at the cement plant down in Ravina, Lafarge, and also to ensure that in the future we don't see more AFFF, toxic firefighter foam, being burnt at the Norlite incinerator, and does other things like stops any future garbage incinerators. So Barbara, why is this law important?
Well, for me, it's important because there's an increasing push of different companies sending construction and demolition debris, municipal waste, old tires. They're pushing all this material into the Upper Hudson Valley, where they hope that somehow people around here will find a way to get rid of it and put it out of sight. And one of the most popular proposals, at least amongst those who are handling this waste, is to burn it. We first learned about this in Queemans when, in 2017, we learned that a third of Connecticut's municipal waste was going to be sent to the cement plant here at Ravina, and it was going to be burnt there and used as fuel for making cement. Many people came out in a big press conference just 2 days after Christmas in 2017 and said, no, this is not appropriate. We don't want it. And that led to the Queemans Clean Air Law, which was passed in March 2019.
And what a lot of people may not know, I only knew this recently, is that since the kilns at both the cement plant like Ravina or the aggregate kiln, which is actually the basis of the Norlite incinerator, since that they burn at very high temperatures, they're really considered in the industry really good for burning stuff because they burn it at much higher temperatures. And that's why you see his company, like a Farge, actually trying to get in things like tires and other materials, because that way it doubles their revenue stream. So they get paid for the product they produce, but they also get paid to burn this fuel as a waste disposal. Is that true?
Yeah, and I think that seems to be the case. And then there's a third factor, which is that they pay less. You know, they don't have to pay for coal or natural gas to run their cement plant because they're being paid to take waste products, whether it's tires or municipal waste, and they can use that as fuel, which means their cost of fuel goes down. So it lowers their costs generally. And what I was hearing at the public comment period for Daniel McCoy, who is trying to decide whether he will sign or veto the Clean Air Law, that public comment, public hearing, the people who were opposing the law and speaking on behalf of Lafarge said they were worried about not being able to compete with imported cement. So for them, lowering costs is very important because they believe it will help them compete with imported products. So I can see the business case for doing it, but it doesn't really add up when you look at what the environmental consequences are, because it seems that burning these waste products gives us very high levels of emissions that are toxic and unfriendly to both human health and the environment.
And of course, when you talk about being unfriendly to human health, you know, it causes, you know, so many air respiratory problems, I guess, and other type of illnesses, but that actually increases healthcare costs. I know, you know, air pollution overall in New York State is estimated to cost about, I think in the neighborhood, about $30 billion of additional healthcare costs on an annual basis. So one of the things these companies try to do is they try to pass on those additional costs to the taxpayers and the consumers in order to artificially lower the cost that they can sell their products at.
Yeah, and I think there's an interesting point. As you know, I lived in the UK for 30 years where we have a public health system. And that's in that country, as in many European countries, it's the state that pays for healthcare costs. So that means it's actually in the state's interest to have pretty tough environmental laws in order to reduce their own cost of healthcare. In this country, healthcare is largely privately funded, whether it's through the insurance companies or the insurance you pay for or that your company pays for. So the state is not expected for a lot of our healthcare costs to pick up that expense. And the companies are not expected to pick up that expense, although they would do through their insurance programs. But by and large, they get to push the cost of healthcare onto people outside their circle of responsibility. So that is part of the reason I think they want to oppose this law.
You know, and also one thing that usually strikes me is, you know, 30, 40 years ago when I was, you know, a young man in high school and college, you know, it was probably true that America was among the leading countries in the world in terms of the strength of our environmental rules. That has not been true for decades, but yet many Americans, you know, think that in fact the United States is cutting edge when it comes to environmental laws. But one of the things, you know, it was interesting that Lafarge has been very public in trying to stop the law, whereas Norlite hasn't said much. But one of the things we heard, you know, from the Lafarge, you know, staff and employees was, well, this law is going to be too hard to enforce, so we shouldn't pass it because it'll be too hard for the government to make us comply with it. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all to me on a number of grounds. First of all, when I was growing up, I thought that if, you know, the assumption was is if there was a law, people were expected to obey it. The assumption in this, from what they're saying, is being turned on its head. The assumption is that if there's a law, we will try to avoid obeying it, and it's up to you to make sure we do. A responsible citizen accepts the laws that are passed and obeys them. And the companies are, in effect, saying, we don't have to obey the laws unless you enforce them. Now, I accept that enforcement is part of the package. But first of all, there should be just the ordinary decency and sense of responsibility that if there's a law, you obey it. Second, enforcing this law is not hard. The county could, at the very simplest, require anybody who's in a position to want to burn this waste to publish what fuel they're using, of what kind, in what quantities, and they publish it in the Times Union or on a website of record every month. And those of us who take an interest in this can keep track of what they say they're burning, and we can say, hang on, why are you burning that garbage that's coming over from Connecticut? Why are you burning those tires when it's against the law? Now, they could lie, but somehow, you know, maybe it's a little bit harder to lie so blatantly. But even if that doesn't work, we have agencies like the EPA, like the DEC, who are running regular inspections of these facilities. If they know there's a county law that says these companies cannot burn these materials, then they can check on that when they're doing their routine inspections of these different facilities. The county doesn't have to do anything, but we can use the other agencies who do go in on a regular basis as the eyes and ears of the county to help them enforce the law.
Now, one of the interesting things is that many of these companies like Ravina, Lafarge Cement, and Norlite actually routinely get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands dollars of fine. And while citizens may say, oh, they're taking strong action, in reality, it often represents a couple hours of operating costs. But we're down to our last 30 seconds. We've been talking with Barbara Heisen about the Albany County Clean Air Law. What should people do at this point? And if they need more background information, how can they best get it?
They should write to Dan McCoy and say, please sign the Clean Air Law now. My worry is if they let him delay the signing, it will take another month or two to get the, and then he decides to veto it. It will take another month or two for the legislature to override that veto. And I'm afraid that Lafarge will start burning tires in the meantime, and that will exempt them from the law. I don't want to see that happen. So write to Dan McCoy and go to look for the Albany County video online. That on the clean air law. That will help a lot.
And that's Dan McCoy, Albany County Executive. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.